Something I enjoy about dogs when they're accepting food from the table, just they have no shame. Absolutely no shame about, like, I can throw any piece of meat as far as they want, and they'll go get it and without, you know. Yeah, it's
especially
begging, they'll beg. They're not going to give you. There's no embarrassment about their begging.
Really? You're going to throw it all the way across the room? Right, that's on the floor where people are stepping all day?
They're just glad that you, as the alpha, are giving them some food.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's eating a chicken wrap. And there's, you know, some
sure wasn't
droppings.
A turkey wrap?
I'm positive chicken's
you gave
been
up
doing
turkey for Lent.
I did. Chicken's been doing some heavy lifting in its stead.
Okay.
All right, chicken, it's you and me again.
Chicken.
Hello, chicken, my old friend.
Step up to the plate, bro. It's your time to shine.
You're handing it the ball.
All right, kid.
I need two good innings out of you. I need 40 solid need 40 days 40 out of you, chicken.
You know. We got the 40-day DL.
Long run ahead of us, chicken.
But there was dropping. It was, you know, it was a juicy piece of food, and the wrap was, you know, there's
are you saying
droppings.
That because it was one of those Subway chicken sandwiches, and the amount of chicken in those is now being brought into question?
Mm-hmm. Right. They were saying it was 50% chicken or something.
Right. Some like the CBC said that in Canada, but Subway said no, and it's like less than 1% that's not chicken. I'm like, it should be all chicken.
Hello? Less than 1%.
Let's talk about that 1%.
Yeah, I think that they said that. I mean, there was some percentage that they would admit to.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, like seasonings and stuff like that. I'm like, come on, man.
Right.
It should all be chicken.
Yeah, chicken.
It's mostly chicken.
Mostly all chicken.
It qualifies to be called chicken.
Yeah.
Legally, technically.
It should be all chicken, yeah. Right?
Ideally, yeah.
It's made with chicken. What the fuck do you want?
Like a can of Whiskas. Yeah. Chicken flavored.
So
it was a chicken wrap, and there was a lot of stuff falling out of it. There's vegetable, there's lettuce falling out, there's juice leaking from it, you know, tzatziki or something.
Were you eating this on the floor, like David Hasselhoff style?
But I was eating on the couch and with a little table in front of me, and there's some space in between, so there's some stuff that fell between the table and where I was sitting, and so the dog was right underneath me, like grabbing some stuff.
Yep.
And then there's more. Then there was tzatziki that dripped in his hair, you know, because he was underneath
me. And then you licked it out of his hair.
Yeah. So you know, one good turn.
Right, exactly.
One good turn. Does it? Yeah. I learned something from you.
Let me get that for you, Hank. Look it up. Doing it together for each other. I literally have your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't, but that doesn't bug him at all. He's just like, I mean, I think he knew something. All he didn't care that it was in his hair. He just cared that it didn't drop
get
on
it
the ground.
Anyway.
He get his food.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Rosie is pretty good. You know, like she'll, every night she runs upstairs and steals somebody's underpants out of the hamper. And like every night.
Yeah.
Panty raid.
And, but she will surrender the panties for a treat. Right, which is, I guess, how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like food enough that she will, like today when the AT&T guy came, she doesn't like it enough that you can use that to keep her calm when he's there.
Sure. Right. It's not the all-purpose Pavlovian.
Right. I mean, she looks at it like she has to make makes a choice.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no, you know what? I think I really need to go jump up on this phone guy.
Yep.
I don't meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The treats are always going to be there.
You guys always have me isolated in the back room.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm going to jump up on the phone guy.
I need some strange.
Yeah. Although she was pretty good. She was pretty good. I guess she was really bad yesterday when Janet had Judy and Jenny over. So.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's frustrating to Janet because she's been taking Rosie to PetSmart, you know, for the weekly classes, and Rosie was the best. The baddest. She was bad yesterday. She was just, and she's been, you know, pretty good, and she was bad yesterday. So I don't know.
It's PetSmart. Come on.
I know. Well, you know, you got the people. The trick, you got to ignore them, and when people come over, they can't ignore them.
Who can ignore a dog?
Right.
I know. Even if you say to an adult, could you just ignore them for like 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
They can't.
No. Yep. Yeah. They're joyous creatures.
Okay. Well, I want mine to be well trained as well.
Speaking of animals, going back to the hippopotamus.
Story, I have a third. I just have a third. Oh, I'm willing to let you do that. But first, hi, Janet. Steve. Steve has mentioned you guys are heading to Hawaii in November. I've never been, but I'm trying to convince my husband to take me sooner rather than later. How long do you usually stay? Are there activities you and Steve like to do while you're there?
Hmm.
Any foods we have to try? Thanks. Love the show. You guys are hilarious. Kelly in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hmm.
Well, we are staying 2 weeks. In the past, when we've gone to do shows there, we've stayed maybe for a week.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't get to do everything you want to do.
Yeah. 2 weeks, I think, is 10 days, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 14 days. But a week, I mean, you can still
do some damage.
Yeah. We go to Maui. We stay up at Kaanapali Beach. And I believe Janet has like a PDF or something that she's written that has suggestions. So I'll forward this to her. And if she finds the time to even read an email from me. Right now, Judy's saying, why are you still married to him?
Mm.
He's always in such a bad mood.
Right.
Mm. I was in a very good mood last night, I have to say. I joined them for dinner.
At the house or were you out somewhere?
At a restaurant.
Okay, cool.
At a restaurant. Yeah. So. Found a parking space right in front.
That, boy, that sets the tone.
Yeah.
Good mood. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, I like this restaurant. And they have a very good Cobb salad there.
Mm-hmm.
I know, yeah. Right? They were all eating hamburgers, and I was eating a Cobb salad like a lady salad.
Like a dainty fella.
Yeah. But it's good. It has all the things I like and none of the things I don't like. Like the hard-boiled egg and stuff.
No egg.
Yeah, I don't really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So askjanet@doll.com. That is the email address for that. The... social media message of the day brought to us by Fabrini's Flowers, fabflowers.com, 888-885-2000. That would be the post. The Buzz Killman has cherishing the memory of Buzz Killman. Mm. He honestly didn't even understand why people would think that would mean that Buzz was dead.
Yeah, I cherish.
That's the word. That's the funeral parlor word.
Yeah.
Memory.
Cherishing the memory of Buzz Killman. I mean, most people are going to stop right there.
What the fuck?
And start typing.
Because everybody's like on their...
People only read the...
I saw people tweeting that he'd passed away.
Right.
And then, oh, my bad. Like...
Hello?
Maybe...
No, I'm not dead.
If you go listen to the sample, he's not... You know, the sample doesn't mention that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just at home with his Russian kettlebell and has to put it down every time the phone rings.
I'm not.
What the?
And also, everybody has been now for the past year and a half on who's going to die next mode. Which beloved celebrity is going to die next, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess so, yeah.
Past year.
So I jumped the gun. So, yeah, that was poorly worded.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Did I get you a coffee or anything?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Foot First Podiatry, 847-352-9221, Dr. Keith Sklar, Dr. Samantha Sklar.
Cherishing the memory of Dr. Keith Sklar today.
Yeah.
How he fixed your foot.
And how and Samantha.
Well, that's good.
Chicago, Oak Brook.
Have you done social media before?
Schaumburg.
Thanks for the...
Brendan goes to me, I don't know what time it was, late in the show, he goes, Have you seen what's going on Facebook? And I'm like, no, what? He goes, well, you're involved in a death hoax. I'm like, I am? Yeah. Well, either you or Donnie. And then I read it, and I'm like, I didn't write that, but it's written like I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the post is very...
Cherishing the memory of Buzz Killman throwing a donut at Brendan, one of the highlights of my time in radio.
Mm-hmm. Also... It's almost like a retirement hoax, too. Yeah.
When did I tell you to write in my first person?
Uh-huh. I feel weird. Share one brain.
No. Sort of. No. I don't believe I gave you the okay to write in my first person. Uh-huh.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.